A week-long international conference ended Sunday in Istanbul with a statement that recognises access to safe drinking water as a basic human need, but not as a human right, as some delegates had proposed. The statement, which coincided with the United Nations World Water Day, was issued at the 5th World Water Forum, and it was adopted by ministers and heads of delegations from more than 150 countries. In it, they agree to better manage water resources, strive to prevent pollution of surface and groundwater, and improve water-related monitoring systems. However, the lack of binding protocols at the forum prompted about 20 dissenting member countries to issue their own declaration, a declaration that defines safe drinking water as a human right. The Holy See, for example, with its own delegation from the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, believes that human survival and that of every other species on earth depends on access to water. And Pope Benedict XVI himself has been very clear in highlighting the fact that the Catholic Church has not shied away from its recognition of this right. In 2008, he wrote,
"We must be aware that water, an essential and indispensable good that the Lord has given humanity in order to maintain and develop life, is considered today, because of the pursuit and pressure of multiple social and economic factors, as a good that must be especially protected by means of clear national and international policies, and used in accordance with sensible criteria of solidarity and responsibility. The use of water, that is valued as a universal and inalienable right, is connected with the growing and peremptory needs of people who live in poverty, taking into account that inadequate access to safe drinking water affects the well-being of a huge number of people and is often the cause of disease, suffering, conflicts, poverty, and even death."
And in no uncertain terms, the Holy See's document of contribution to the just-ended World Water Forum points out that the dignity of the human person mandates the acknowledgement of a right to water and the promotion of that right. Without clean water, the document continues, life and well-being are threatened, with the result too often being death. The right to water, it says, is thus an inalienable right. My colleague Kelsey Brennan-Wessel spoke to Andras Solozinaji, Deputy Assistant Director and Secretary of the International Hydrological Programme of UNESCO. She began by asking him for some background on the World Water Forum and on its mandate to safeguard the planet's freshwater supplies.
It is commonly known that water is one of the planet's biggest challenges. What exactly does this mean?
It is a big challenge indeed. The reason why is that water is not uniformly distributed and it's not fit to the needs of the population. For instance, while 60% of the population lives in Asia, it's only 36% of the water resources that Asia enjoys. The problem is that the per capita water availability over the past 30 years has been decreased quite dramatically. Why, for instance, in 1970, the per capita availability was around 13,000 cubic meters per person per year. Today it's down to 5,000 cubic meters per person per year.
This dramatic reduction, he explains, does not mean we're running out of water, but there are some alarming signs that must be heeded.
For instance, while in the 20th century, population growth has been threefold from 2 billion to 6 billion human beings, the water withdrawal from lakes, reservoirs, rivers and aquifers has been increased six times. And that clearly is an unsustainable pattern. The problem here is not so much with the consumption, the human consumption, which is 5 to 10%. This is not really the big player. The big player is agriculture. 75% of the water that is being used is used for food production. So that is why it is so important that we come up with more efficient agricultural production technologies and more efficient irrigation systems.
An extra concern, he says, is the added impact of climate change.
Particularly at the two ends of the distribution, the wet end and the dry end. And very likely, as a net result of it, we will have more frequent extremes occurring. That is to say, more frequent flooding, but at the same time, more frequent droughts. And that is a problem where we have to prepare ourselves right now, because the infrastructural developments that are needed, new reservoir systems, increasing the infrastructure or non-structural measures, this takes decades to introduce.
One issue Mr. Shelozi Naji did not mention in this interview is the sanitation problem connected to clean water. While reading the Vatican document, I discovered that as we talk, more than a billion people lack the most basic water supply, and more than 2.6 billion lack access to a clean toilet. That means that an estimated 10,000 people die each day due to diseases caused by a lack of clean water and sanitation. And within those tragic numbers, I noticed 13,000 of those who die every day are children under the age of five. With these chilling numbers in mind, it seems impossible to me that anyone can deny that access to clean water is indeed but a basic human right.